Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the Selfagavsi people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
We recognise all people with disabilities that work in their butts off, and people have passed on, and they've certainly worked and tireless over the years too. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. We are a self-advocacy radio show run by people with a disability for people with a disability. Nothing about us without us.
Hi, folks. My name is Amanda Miller, and I am the foundation member for Raising Our Voices. Started 38 years ago on the 17th of August, 1987. And welcome to you all this fantastic show. It's the happy birthday show of Raising Our Voices. If we didn't have 3CR, we wouldn't be able to celebrate our birthday. So, yeah, 3CR.
Let's see who is here today. So I'll start. My name is Louise, and I'm from Have a Say Bendigo.
Welcome to you, and my name is Simon. Simo, and I am an advocate person.
Hi, I'm James from Reinforce and also on the MIDO committee.
My name is Amanda. I'm on about four different groups and about three or four subcommittees. That is a shorter version from a big round circle.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm part of Rainbow Rights and Advocacy.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I am both a member of Rainbow Rights and the peer worker for Rainbow Rights.
Hi, I'm Chris from Have a Say Bendigo.
Today we are talking about raising our voices and 38th birthday, and we will hear from members old and new, and everything in between.
Yeah.
Hey, Amanda, how are you going?
Good, fine, thank you.
That's good. Why did this program start?
Because in about 38 years ago, with me being the foundation member, even before you can put a program to where you've got it, have meetings to do with the radio station to set it up and all the rest of it. But before you go and do that, me and my friend start to write things down on an old vanilla folder with ideas. Then I thought people with disabilities need a voice on the radio called Raising Our Voices, and I've got one of the original T-shirts and that stuff in the past. And I'm the very first member who got this original poster reached up in the MIDO office. That's to cut the story short. And Dylan and I have in my office, my house at home, I have a 38-year-old tape. The copy of it, the original, which is going to be 38 years old on the 17th of August. So it's quite a lot of stuff, but that's the short box from a great big long box.
And what were the steps of getting this program started?
Once you've come up with an idea, you must find out if there's a radio station that has such a show called Raising Our Voices. And from the time we had our first meeting, I think it was up in the 3CR big meeting room, and that's where we started to plan the very first show. But even before you do that, you must investigate, find out the radio station who can have such a program and all this. And once with me, with a couple of 3CR staff and maybe a fourth person in negotiation to set the program up. And once we got our running sheet going and everything else, the first program was done 38 years ago on the 17th of August, 1987 at 3CR.
Who was involved with getting this program started?
It was me and support worker that helped me with ideas, and we went down to 3CR and just can't do this program off the cuff because you've got to plan. It was originally reinforced, and MITRE got together, and Renda Maya and MITRE has many programs on things that about around housing and all that. It's been a reinforced and plus a MITRE over the years and years, and they help and support us in lots of ways with it. And all of this is off the cuff because I don't have the early stuff. Unless a MITRE's got it, I don't know. I'd like to thank very much from the bottom of my heart, and to reinforce plus a MITRE lots of support in that over the years. And 3CR, mate, I love 3CR, and that's why we love raising our voices on 3CR, because the other side don't touch some of the issues that we do. So we're very lucky to have 3CR, and I always pay up my listener sponsorship to 3CR. Thank you.
Really good.
Ren, I'd like to acknowledge for the people who have passed on and have participated in the past shows, who have done their bit. Now they've gone up to the blue skies and the stars and the moons and that stuff. I say thank you for them all for their time. And now we're still on this earth, doing our bit.
We'll be right back after a few community announcements and a song called Celebration by Cool and the Gang.
Welcome to the Seaward District 3066.
Join us for a concert, speeches and food at Collingwood Yards to raise awareness for International Overdose Day. Come together as a community, pay our respects for those that have passed and survivors, friends and families. Performances by Resident Frequency, catering by Food Not Bombs, supported by Inner Space Crew and Co-Health on the 29th of August, 2 to 4 p.m. Resident Frequency are a 3CR supporter.
3CR is radical radio, and that means more than just alternative current affairs and political coverage.
We're radical because we're an independent media outlet owned and operated by the community.
We're radical because we give communities the control of their own shows with their own music in their own languages.
We're radical because we provide a media platform for communities to build their own power to create social change.
Become a subscriber and support radical radio. Call us on 03 9419 8377 or subscribe online at 3cr.org.au/subscribe.
Yes, folks, you're now back on 3CR and listen to Raising Our Voices. The song that we just heard was a celebration by Cool and the Gang. And that song was played all because we are now celebrating 38 years on 3CR on the 17th of August this year. And Grant, I'd like to sing my version of Happy Birthday to You. Happy Birthday to You. Happy Birthday, raising our voices for 38 years. Happy Birthday to you.
Hey, this is Sky. I'd just like to say a very happy birthday for the 38 years of raising our voices. I hope everyone's having a great day. And I can say that just being a small part of this community, that it really is a great community. And I feel very humbled to be part of this legacy of raising our voices for the last 38 years. Very small part. Have a great birthday. Nothing about us without us.
Happy birthday, raising our voices.
Woo-hoo. You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming on 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about the 38th birthday of Raising Our Voices.
Yeehaw! Why did you guys join Raising Our Voices?
Well, Amanda, the reason why I chose to be on Raising Our Voices is to get my voice on the airways.
Very good one, and allows you to share with the listeners out there what people with disabilities have to put up and deal with in everyday life, or something may upset them, I don't know.
I join up Raising Our Voices so we can get appealings across, and so people with other disabilities can understand that they've got human rights and that they're not alone.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah.
So I joined Raising Our Voices for two reasons. One reason is because I didn't make it to TV. I've got apparently a voice for radio. The other reason is because I wanted to share my knowledge of what I've got with the wider listening world out there, and to having a say and all that.
I joined Raising Our Voices so because it's a new experience for me, and so all of our voices can be heard and not ignored.
Yeah, good one.
Yes, I joined Raising Our Voices so I was able to speak up alongside everybody else and be heard.
Yes, and because I'm brand new and I love it, and it's so good to see you all, and I'm hoping to say a lot more. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing your experiences. That's only a small box, but it's something we can share with the listeners. Yeah.
Why is it important to have people with disabilities have their voices heard on the radio?
If we didn't have 3CR on our side, I'm afraid we would not get on the airways of any radio station, because 3CR and Raising Our Voices is a route in the community. And by having your voice on the airways, we can tell people what it's like to be on and be in our shoes. And given a chance, this is an opportunity for people with disabilities to show they can, the radio program, they can plan it and that stuff all, because 3CR is here to give us this opportunity to be a different kettle of fish. We didn't have 3CR, so yeah.
Well done, and also well done to Simo.
I believe it's important for our voices to be heard over the radio, because we'll be able to expand to a wider audience. In other words, a lot more people will be able to hear our voices over the radio instead of just hearing us like at protests and all that. And we're letting our stories and all that be heard and let people know that we cannot be silenced.
Because we share our knowledge of different stories about disability rights, human rights, and our stories about ourselves.
So it's important for us to have our voices on the radio because we've all got hidden disabilities, and without showing people that we were capable of doing things and raising awareness in the human rights model that, you know, that nothing about us without us is also part of it, you know, to include us all in everything and to get our voices out there and heard across everywhere.
Why it's so important is so that people without can be made aware that we have rights as well.
Well, for me, I'm sick and tired of discrimination. So I think, you know, there's too much discrimination around Australia wide. So I think that, you know, as having a voice as people with disabilities, we need to like stamp out discrimination and say that enough is enough. We're not going to cop that anymore.
Well done.
Ren, discrimination can be come in any form or buildings or trams or whatever the case may be, but yeah.
And also people say you can't do this or you can't do that because you've got a disability. That's discrimination.
Yes, and it's wrong, isn't it, Chris?
It is.
And Ren, I've just sort of something off the cuff and I used to say this, if people and their attitude, if people would take their horse glasses off and look at the person first, skills secondly, and that other stuff, then the disability should be third, but it's people's attitude and they don't give people a disability a go.
No, they don't, do they, Amanda?
No. Let's sort of try walking in our shoes and see what it feels like.
Yeah, that's right, Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody deserves to have a fair go, and if we put our minds towards anything, we can achieve anything.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
What shows have we done in the past?
Well, my favourite show is the NDS, what we did, and also we revisited it lately. Another one we did was Rainbow Radio, Rainbow Russell, so to say, and that was actually really, really good. And I guess that another one, what we did, would have to be where we actually talk about rights and responsibility as a person with a disability. And I encourage everyone to look on YouTube and the tips of information about people's stories of disabilities.
Robert, at 38 years coming up, we've covered transport, pensions and the clothing institution, many, 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 many more. But my favourite show is the accessibility fan clubs and Wi-Fi clubs and all that. It's a home. And that was very interesting to me because the club I go to, and I won't mention the name or anything like that, but we have other people come to our club and run accessible, lots of parking if you drive, if you walk in. Yeah. And so that was one of my favourite programs. That's off the cuff. I'm not looking at the 30-year disc. I've got it in my hand. It's a 30-year disc. It's on that.
We have covered a lot of shows on disability rights, human rights, and we have covered all sorts of different shows on raising our voices. And my favourite show would be the show I did with Kevin Stone. Would have been my favourite show, Shirley.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Although I've only been part of one show for Raising Our Voices, as well, besides this one, I honestly really, really enjoyed the first show that I was ever a part of, because I got the opportunity to learn more about Raising Our Voices. And on top of that, I got to learn a lot about Ida Hobbit Day from the Ida Hobbit Day show. And I remember we had a very, very, very good guest star that day. But yeah, I'm absolutely enjoying it.
Yeah, so I was just going to mention, I remember doing the one-off show talking about people who are vision impaired, which was really good, and what it's like for someone who is vision impaired.
So I was actually just thinking about this. The first time I actually was on 3CR was actually a few years ago. This was all before COVID. And this is when we're actually going into the studio at 3CR, you know, and I remember, you know, talking about Rainbow Rights back then. And yeah, so that was my very first one, you know, but I've been on a few since then over the years. Yeah.
If you have just tuned in, we are Raising Our Voices on 3CR. Today we are celebrating our 38th birthday.
I wonder if we'll make it to 100.
Oh, I might not be around, Chris. You're pushing it, pal, in my opinion.
The show might, though, but yeah.
Thanks for listening on 3CR of Raising Our Voices on 855 on the AM band. Raising Our Voices program is run by people with people with disabilities. And second last thing is, join us next month when we'll be talking about education and your rights. And I think if you people want to have an extra say or two, go.
Thanks to listeners, and keep listening for more fun, because we enjoy doing it.
I would like to wish Raising Our Voices a big happy 38th birthday.
Happy birthday to Raising Our Voices. Happy 38th birthday. And thank you to all the listeners out there who has chosen to hear us out about everything we've gone through and everything we are going through.
A big happy birthday to Raising Our Voices. And I thank everybody else for listening. Stay tuned for some more next month.
Well, I'd like to wish Raising Our Voices a happy 38th birthday, and I'd like to also thank our dedicated listeners out there for listening to Raising Our Voices 3CR over the last 38 years.
Yes, the 38 years has been awesome, and 38 years to go again. Thank you.
I'd like to also thank the past members who have worked on Raising Our Voices and all the guests we've had over the 38 years.
Yeah, and I encourage especially the new members to listen to all the shows we have done, because they are fantastic.
Hey.
Speaking of that, Chris, I actually just had a look at on Spotify. There, all of the episodes are there, and they are definitely worth listening to in your spare time.
What? Yes. Raising Our Voices. That means people are going to hear me bark. Woof, woof.
They will.
I like to take my hat off to everyone.
Yay.
Yay. Way to go.
We all did really, really well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I will wish... which Raising Our Voices show from the foundation member, and that's Amanda Miller. May the future of Raising Our Voices reach up to the stars and moons. And thank you for all years that you listen to Raising Our Voices shows. Thank you. And just within closing, thank you very much for listening to this special birthday of Raising Our Voices, being the 38th birthday, which is on the 17th of August. Thank you again folks. Bye-bye. Stay tuned next program. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.